The Minnesota School of the Air. The Minnesota School of the Air presents Old Tales and New, a program for the primary grades. These broadcasts come to you at 11 o'clock each Monday morning and at 2:15 each Thursday afternoon throughout the school year. Today's transcribed story play is called Whitney, the Neighborly Whale.
Hello. Would you believe it if I told you that once I was the lonesomest whale alive? Well, I was. But now? Oh, now you couldn't find a happier whale anyplace. You see, my lonesomeness started the first time I ever saw people. That was several years ago when I was much younger. I was frolicking around in the sea way up north when I saw an enormous whale way off across the water. Well, I swam over and told my mother, and she looked with one eye, and then she turned around and looked with the other eye, and then she told me it wasn't a whale at all. She said it was a ship. She said a ship wasn't a different kind of whale. It was a different kind of thing. She said ships had people on them. She tried to explain to me about what people were, but the big whale, I mean the ship, came swimming awfully fast, and Mother said we'd better go on home because you could never tell about people. She said, "Come on, Whitney," and off she swam. She swam off before I could ask her what it was you could never tell about people. So I thought I'd just stay where I was till the ship swam by, and then I'd look at it and know the answer. Well, I got up on top of the water where I could see better, and I saw little things on it. They seemed to be moving all about, waving their fins at me. Well, it was all so exciting, I swam after the ship, and I had to go so fast I got out of breath, and I started swimming faster and breathing faster. Oh, know how we whales breathe? Oh, listen. We spout water. Well, my spouting water seemed to get all the little things on the ship more excited. Once I got close enough to see that they had happy looks on the lumps at the top of them. Mother said these lumps were the people's heads and that they were smiling. She told me that when I got home. She said that the people probably like to see me spouting water since they don't spout water when they breathe. Well, it's a pretty exciting day, the day you first see people. And I went out and watched for ships for 12 sunups in a row. Mother said that ships hardly ever swam this far north and that mostly people were in the south. She pointed which way was south with her flipper, and I said goodbye and started off swimming. You see, I was lonesome for people. I just had to go where they were. Oh, I swam and swam, and then I slept a little bit, and then I swam some more. When one day I saw another of those ship things, and there were people on this one, too. It wasn't going so fast, so I just swam alongside it. And every time I spouted water, lots of those people would come to the edge of the ship and wave their fins and smile on their lump heads. Well, that afternoon, the ship and I swam up somewhere, and the ship got itself tied up to a big sticking out into the water thing. I swam up beside it, and you know what? I got stuck. The bottom of the sea came up and scratched my stomach, and I was stuck. Well, there wasn't enough water for me to swim out, and I flapped my tail around and tried to push with my fins, but I was just plain stuck. There seemed to be people all over. There were people looking at me off the ship. There were people looking at me from the place where the bottom of the sea came up out of the water, and it was just sea bottom with no water on top. They were standing up on their flippers looking at me. Well,
There was only one thing to do. I spouted some water and went to sleep.
What'll we do with it? We can't let a whale lie there on shore. Why, he'll die.
Biggest whale I ever seen, and a young one, too. He'd never come up so close to the ship. Swam right alongside us since noon. What do you think we should do, Skipper?
Well, I'm not sure. Now, if we were whaling men, I'd know what we'd do. But we're just fish for herring is all we do. Now, the only thing I can think of is to get 3 or 4 big motorboats. Now, each of them tie a stout rope to his tail and head out for the open sea. And maybe we can pull him free that way.
Oh, he's being mighty quiet now. I'd hate to get in the way of that tail when he flaps it.
I'll round up the motorboats from some of the fishermen on the dock. Nelson, you get the ropes. We'll see if we can't pull that young whale back where he belongs.
At first, I was a little confused. There, I'd been asleep, and suddenly someone was pulling on my flippers. I twisted around to see what it was, and I saw some baby ships all swimming out to sea, and they had a thick, rough piece of seaweed or something around my flippers. So I tried to get away, but those baby ships certainly could swim. And before I knew it, I was back in the ocean, and the people broke the seaweed and started swimming home to where there's no water on the sea bottom. So I spouted up some water, and they all waved their fins at me and smiled in their heads, and, well, what was I to do but swim alongside them? I swam right along behind him, and so I got stuck again. I'd forgotten about that part of it because I was so anxious to be with the people. Why, when I thought for a bit that they intended to leave me there at sea, why, I was so lonesome I didn't think I could bear it. I guess that once you get used to the strangeness of people, you kind of like them. Anyway, there I was, stuck again. I tried hitting the sea bottom with my big flipper to make it let go, but it didn't work. I pushed hard with my fins, and that didn't work either. So then I blew water up in a spout for a little bit, but that didn't work either. I didn't really think of it, but I was willing to try anything. By that time, I was tired again, so I shook myself once, and I went to sleep.
He's done it again. He's followed us in. Do you think he doesn't know any better or something?
Why, it's the strangest thing I've seen in all my years as a skipper in these here waters. By the way, he seems to like it here somehow. Oh, I wonder why.
He can't like it on shore, Skipper. He needs water to swim around in. So if it isn't the shore, maybe it's something on the shore.
Never thought I'd be standing around trying to figure out what a whale thinks about. Well, do we pull him out again, do we, Skipper?
Well, I guess we do, men. Well, he's quieted it down a good deal now, so we better try it. Take him further out this time. Oh, I wish I knew what it was he likes in this harbor. Imagine, a whale swimming into shore twice in one day. Well, let's away, men. Get the motorboats ready and see to the ropes, Nelson.
Aye, aye, Captain.
They were doing it again. More stout seaweed around my flipper, and they were dragging me backward through the water toward the open sea. Well, now, we whales, when we're little, play what we call games, and we have a lot of fun at it. Here, these people were doing something for the second time, so I thought perhaps they were having a game, too. It was really a lot of fun once I got used to it. They pulled me out 11 times in the next 4 days. It rather wore me out, though. I would much rather they just let me be near the people where I could spout at them from time to time. But no, they'd pull me out to the sea each time, and what's more, they pulled me out further each time. No wonder I was tired all the time. Well, finally, on the afternoon of the 4th day, I just spouted a little shower of water and went to sleep fast. I was so tired.
Gentlemen, I am the mayor of this village, and something must be done.
We simply cannot have all the people stopping work to see what's to become of the whale each day. It simply won't do.
No, I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, but we've tried our best to get him to go away. But each time he comes back as if it were a game he was playing. No, I can't understand it. The only answer is that he must like people.
Like people, Mr. Skipper? How can a whale like people?
I don't know at all. I only know that I can't think of any other reason that the whale likes it here. Well, Mr. Mayor, may I make a suggestion?
If it has to do with getting rid of that monster, I'd be happy to have you make a suggestion, Mr. Skipper.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I figure that nothing we can do will make that whale go away. Now, he likes it here, I think we ought to just put up with him.
You mean let him stay?
Well, I'm not a soft sort of a man. I've skippered nigh on to 33 years, my first thought was to kill the whale and have done with it. But I've changed my mind. Have you noticed how the people seem to like him? Why, they're always down the shore, the docker, or here on this ship watching him. And when he spouts, why, they almost applaud.
They do seem to like him. That's why they won't work.
Well, then, Mr. Mayor, now, why not make a park around this whale? We could build a sort of a walk out over the ocean. A big, round, circular walk that reaches way out and around the whale.
Boardwalk?
Yeah.
Circles way out around the whale.
Well, sure, you see. Now, we'll make a park out over the water. This town could stand another park for people anyway. The park should be where the people like to come. And certainly like to come and look at this whale. Now, if we make it big enough, well, then we could give them enough room to swim around in, and the people could take walks on the walk around the whale. Why, if it works, I've got even another idea.
Why, I like this idea, Skipper.
Sure,
like it very much. What's the other suggestion?
Well, it may seem a little silly, but I was wondering if we couldn't set up some colored lights on the shore, and when the whale spouts up, we could turn the lights on him, and we'd have a fountain.
A fountain?
Yeah.
A whale would be a fountain.
Why, sir, why, he'd spout water just like a fountain, and we'd turn colored lights on him. Why, it'd be the prettiest sight you could ever see at night.
We'll do it.
Yeah.
We'll do it. And what's more, we'll be the only town on the whole coast with our own whale in our own park. Well, let's get started.
That's where I am now, swimming in my own park built out over the ocean. And the people come and walk all around on the round walk, and they smile on their heads. And I spout for them, and then there are colored sunbeams that come on at night, and really, I guess there was never a whale anywhere that's as happy as I am.
You just heard the story play, Whitney the Neighborly Whale, written for radio by Betty Thomas Curley. In our cast were Don Salper, Roger Erickson, George Deutsch, and Mike Roberts, all members of the University Radio Guild, with music by Marlene Forsberg. Your engineer has been Larry Larson. If you have not yet received your free copies of the Minnesota School of the Air Bulletin and your special handbook for Old Tales and New, call or write today to KUOM, Minneapolis 14, Minnesota. Now, these teaching aids have been prepared to make these in-school broadcasts more meaningful for pupils, a richer experience for all of you. Now, that address again is Old Tales and New, the Minnesota School of the Air, KUOM, Minneapolis 14, Minnesota. The Minnesota School of the Air has just presented Old Tales and New, a tape transcribed program for the primary grade. Be listening one week from today, and we'll bring you another story, an old favorite this time, The Three Billy Goat Scruffs. Your announcer has been Al Hutton.